On Sunday, a relative handful of football fans will be in Glendale, Arizona to watch the New York Giants and the New England Patriots play in the Super Bowl, while millions gather around television screens in living rooms and bars and at Super Bowl parties. Rob Manker, a copy editor for the Chicago Tribune, invited a few of his friends to a Super Bowl party, and their reply was, well, unexpected. Rob Manker joins us from the studios of WGN in Chicago. Thanks for being with us. And when you invited your friends, they had questions?
The reactions were mixed. Some said, sure, we'll be there. Others kind of danced around the topic, wanted to know what the TV was. Only one guy straight up said, yeah, if it's not HD, I'm not going to be there. But I was getting the vibe from a lot of them that, you know, what we could show the game on was going to be pretty important.
And so there was a zenith envy, as I think you called it in your piece in the Tribune.
Yeah, a little bit of a play on words there. A lot of people might not even know that zenith is still out there, but it actually is. That's basically what it was. If friends of ours have HD at home, if we know that they have other friends that have HD, we just couldn't in good conscience ask them to leave those accommodations and come watch it on our 32-inch tube TV, which is, by comparison, like watching it through a stained glass window, it seems. So we knew what we had to do.
If you have TV anxiety or zenith envy, we want to hear from you. Our number is 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org, and you can comment on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. So your tube model was just perceived to be underwhelming. You do know that this is probably the biggest week in the year for sales of HD and flat screen TVs.
Well, I know it all too well. This is actually the third time we've done this. That 32-inch Sharp we actually bought, I think it was 6 years ago this weekend. The one time my wife and I had decided to have a Super Bowl party. It was the first Super Bowl after we were married, and we lived in an apartment, and we decided to invite some friends over, and planned the menu, got the beer, did all the things you need to do. And then she looked at me and she said, you know, you really can't ask everybody to come over and watch the Super Bowl on a 19-inch television.
And, in black and white, right?
Well, no, it was color. I'll give you, it was color. But the problem was that we were talking about this about 3 hours before kickoff. And so I was one of those guys in the big box store. We all know the places we get these electronics. And I was in there and like a zombie, give me a TV now, must have TV. And I was not alone. So I kind of vowed after that day that it was never going to happen at the last minute again. So this time we did it well in advance.
But your mantra was HD by February 3rd.
Yeah, my wife and I looked at each other about the first of the year and said, well, it's about time. Maybe we do want to do this. And I think we'd kind of been looking for an excuse. The Super Bowl really is a good one. She'd have done it sooner. I was the holdout, which a lot of guys may be very envious to hear that. She didn't have to be sold on doing this. We talked about having a Super Bowl party, and we said, yeah, now's the time. Let's go ahead and start looking and see if we're going
to
get one.
But how hard was it to pick out a TV? I mean, it's so confusing when you walk in that store.
Well, we were in multiple stores, and again, the Best Buy, Circuit City, Fry's, some of the other big box department stores, and it's completely overwhelming. The LCD, DLP, plasma, HD, 1080p, I mean, your brain can just get fried considering these things. And sometimes the salesmen aren't exactly the most helpful people in the world. Sometimes they are. Ultimately, I decided to kind of take a break from this and do a little shopping around online, and that's what eventually led us to the model that we ended up getting.
So the 400-inch TV.
Well, that might be a slight exaggeration. We couldn't afford a new house in addition to the new TV. It's a 46-inch LCD flat screen. Samsung, I don't know. I'm throwing out a lot of product names here, obviously, but we're really happy with it. It's a pretty nice addition to the family.
And have you sent out an addendum to your invitations to the Super Bowl party?
Well, most of the people that I had talked to were kept abreast of the purchase. They knew going in that we had indeed gotten it, and they subsequently were invited and were told that it was in HD. And I truthfully, in fairness to everybody, I don't think it really made that much of a difference.
So nobody came back and said, what, no home theater?
Well, you know, the surround sound has been mentioned, but I must, in the interest of full disclosure, no, there is no surround sound. So if that makes a difference, some people may want to reconsider.
We're talking with Rob Manker of the Chicago Tribune about TV and the Super Bowl. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And here's an email we got from Jim in Wichita, Kansas. I recently went to a friend's house and watched a basketball game on his 100-inch flat screen HD TV. Recently, a 150-inch one was introduced at the Consumer Electronics Show. That made my 25-inch low-def TV seem really, really small until I decided to sit closer. So when you saw other people's big screen TVs, when you went over to their house, did that make you realize how just out of date you were?
Well, absolutely. In fact, truth be told, my father-in-law played a huge role in this because for the last year or two, he's had a 42-inch HD over at his house and very kindly always invites us over to watch the games at his place, kind of subtly reminding me that we didn't have the same viewing accommodations at our house. And well, national radio seems like the perfect place to finally acknowledge that being a 46-inch, we did go just a little bit larger than what my father
had. A little bit. So size does matter here. Yeah.
Not that there's a connection there. Not that there's
No, of course not. No, you're wrong to draw any. Anyway, let's talk to Tom. Tom with us from Rochester, New York. Tom.
Hello.
You're on the air, Tom. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Rich. Sorry.
Okay, Rich.
Rochester, Michigan. Yep. I would just make a comment that with today's projectors, data projectors, front projection systems are quite economical. You can get a fairly nice size screen and a projector for about the same price as you can for a smaller flat panel.
So there are alternatives that aren't quite so expensive, in other words.
Right. Personally, I have a large great room. And my screen is 10 feet by 7.5 feet, and my projector does HD quite nice, I have a lot of ambient light, and it's a great picture.
Okay. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Rich. Excuse me.
Yep, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. And we did find Tom. Tom was on line 3 and on the line with us from Rochester, New York. Tom, you're there. Hi, Tom.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm not Tom. I'm Gary. I just called in.
Okay. Go ahead, Gary.
Well, I just wanted to say I plan to watch the Super Bowl on my new 42-inch flat-screen TV. But since my wife and I split up, I've had the TV with the surround sound. I've had several friends over for potluck movie parties, and we've had a great time. I'm doing it regularly, a couple times a month.
So if in the settlement you're going to insist on that being part of your half?
Well, I bought it after the fact, so it's mine.
All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And let's see if we can finally find Tom. Tom with us in Rochester, New York.
Hi. Did you get me this time?
This time we got you.
Hey, fantastic. I wanted to tell you a story. We were going to invite some people over to the house, and my wife said, I can't. I'm embarrassed at our TV and how small it is. So we waited and shopped around for an invite, and sure enough, my brother came through with an invite, and he's getting a new flat screen this week. And so we'll be watching with him.
So you shopped around for an invite rather than going to the store yourself.
Yeah, it's cheaper that way. I'm pretty easy, though. During the year, I'll watch the Buffalo Bills on a pop-up, like, 6-inch black-and-white TV just to see the game. But my wife's a little more particular.
Well, this past season, I don't mean to run down the Bills, but everything that you needed to see, you could probably see on that little screen.
Everybody ran down the Bills this year, unfortunately.
All right. Tom, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
And Rob Manker, did you ever consider that possibility? Instead of going out to buy a big screen TV for your Super Bowl party, just go to somebody else's Super Bowl party?
Well, we do like to have people over from time to time, and we hadn't hosted in a while. And as I said, this was kind of an excuse to go ahead and do something that we've been talking about anyway. So, no, we really didn't consider that. And I wouldn't be here talking to you today if we hadn't. So all kinds of benefits from it.
Well, have a great time at the big game.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Rob Manker, a copy editor for the Chicago Tribune, wrote A Case of Jitters Before the Big Game. You can find a link to the article on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. He joined us from the studios of WGN in Chicago. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.